Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good actual afternoon. This is Mills on Radio 1. Cheers, Edith. She's working hard trying to get all those Bond titles into what she's saying in all those interviews. God. Hi, chappers.
Hi.
You right?
Very good, thanks.
Just a tip-off from Simon in Cardiff, who's been on the text.
Yeah?
I think today might be Joe Wiley's kids' school sports day. Now, didn't you do an update on this before, didn't you? Do you remember? I think it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, 2 years ago, maybe? Three years ago?
When she cheated in the egg and spoon race.
Well, she did, didn't she? Didn't she glue the egg to the spoon or something, or keep her thumb on the egg?
Yeah.
It was disgusting behaviour.
If you could... Would you be able to find out how she did in today's school sports day? And maybe put it in the news at 4:30?
So that involves some kind of journalistic prowess that I'm now going to have to display.
Well, what do you normally do at this time?
What do I normally do at this time? Yeah. I research all the big stories as they're happening.
You do watch the TV a lot, I've noticed.
Yeah, well, it's Wimbledon, isn't it? How else am I meant to get my Wimbledon updates if it isn't watching the telly?
Well,
and that's the same with the cricket.
Okay, well, all I'm asking to do is maybe make a quick phone call to somebody and find out.
But Joe Wiley's Kids' School Sports Day isn't live on Sky Sports 1 at the moment, is it?
No, you'll have to do some research, which is why I'm letting you go and do that right now.
Thanks very much.
Speak to you at 4:30. Thank you. Radio 1 Podcast. Right, so this is how this works. After Becky's success at playing tennis with Andy Murray, even if it only was on the Wii last week, could Chappers and Fiona, who works in our office, convince Becky that she could take part in actual Wimbledon? That's what's happening here now.
Can I just say that I think if anyone phoned anyone up and said, do you want to come and play tennis at Wimbledon, they'd say yes. Because it's an amazing opportunity. And I didn't actually think I'd be in the tournament. I just thought it was like a press conference type thing where I'd play them and be filmed and have loads of pictures taken.
Yeah. A press conference? How many people play tennis in a press conference?
Oh, I don't know. You just hit a few balls backwards
right.
and forwards.
Like an exhibition.
Yeah, but Wimbledon has started.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not that desperate for players.
I don't know. I thought someone may have heard me and Andy Murray and thought that I might be good at Wimbledon.
Okay, that's enough excuses now. So this is when Fiona phoned up Becky. Now, remember, through this, only Fiona can hear Chappers' voice, OK? Chappers is talking to Fiona in her ear and telling her what to say to Becky. Becky can only hear what Fiona is repeating, all right? But will Becky really think she can take part in Wimbledon? Let's find out.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, can I speak to Rebecca, please?
Hello, can I speak to Rebecca, please?
Speaking.
My name is Lady Elizabeth Fortnum Mason.
My name is Lady Elizabeth Faulkner.
Elizabeth Fortnum Mason.
Elizabeth Faulkner Mason.
And I'm in charge of players at Wimbledon.
And I'm in charge of players at Wimbledon.
And we have a problem,
right?
And I'm wondering if you can help.
We've got a problem, and I'm wondering if you could help us.
Right, go on.
Steffi Graf has had to pull out of Wimbledon this year.
You see, this thing is Steffi Graf has had to pull out of Wimbledon this year.
Steffi Graf.
Steffi Graf, sorry. Yes.
And Steffi Graf?
She got poisoning from a bad pickled egg last night.
She got poisoning from a bad pickled egg last night.
Right.
And
yes.
Weren't you saying how you'd like to play tennis at Wimbledon?
And weren't you saying how you'd like to play tennis at Wimbledon?
Yes.
Would you be able and up for playing Maria Sharapova later today?
Would you be up for playing against...
Maria Sharapova. Maria.
Maria.
Shara.
Maria.
Maria Sharapova.
We could send a cab to pick you up.
We could send a cab now to pick you up.
Best of three sets against Maria Sharapova.
Best of three sets against Maria. Shouldn't take too long.
Do you have a racket and some tennis kit?
Have you got a racket? Have you got some tennis balls?
No, I assume there's some there, though, aren't there?
We'll get you a racket.
We'll get you a tennis racket.
A sexy tennis kit.
A sexy outfit.
Loads of strawberries and some new balls.
Lots of tennis balls and some strawberries.
It's not an actual, like, there's no crowd or anything, it's just kind of
for
the
radio,
is it?
Yeah, there's loads of crowd.
There's loads of crowd, there'll be lots of people.
People do tend to watch Wimbledon.
People do tend to watch Wimbledon.
You do.
Yeah, I know, but it's not an actual match, is it? It's like a fun thing. Sorry?
No, it's an actual match.
It's an actual match.
Should we send a cab for you?
This is not real, is it?
Should we send a cab for you? With strawberries, of course.
See you later. Maria's warming up.
See you later. Maria's warming up as we speak.
And don't grunt too much.
Just don't grunt too much.
Oh, bless you.
It would have been good. You wouldn't have said no either.
I like it that they're at Wimbledon, they have to bring their own balls. That was my favourite bit of the whole call.
I like it that the posh woman called me a div.
Yeah, div.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Colin here.
Hello. How can I help you?
I've just seen the grossest thing.
The greatest thing?
The grossest thing.
Oh, the grossest thing. Go on.
Driving through Norwich, and there's a man sitting on a park bench with an orange Calippo lolly that he's sharing with his dog. He keeps giving his dog a mouthful, and then taking a mouthful himself.
Gross!
Yeah, pretty rank.
So he's sharing his Calippo with the dog?
That's right, yeah.
Right, we've talked about people like this before. It's like people who kiss their dogs.
Horrible.
It's just horrible.
Completely wrong.
So he has a bite, then the dog has a bite?
Yes.
Are you supposed to give dogs Calippos?
I haven't got a clue.
I guess it's just watery, isn't it? But I don't know. But that's still disgusting. I think I prefer to be kissed by a dog than share an ice
cream. That is horrible.
Whatever floats your boat, Becky.
When did this just happen, did it?
Literally 5 minutes ago.
Oh. Why didn't you go up to them and go, oi! Oh! Stop eating the Calippo!
I was driving past and it wasn't appropriate.
Right, okay. I mean, I like food, but I wouldn't share it with a dog.
No.
No. Oh, duh. That's made me feel a little bit...
Sharing an ice cream even with another person's a bit mean, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, mean.
Podcast.
Hello, David Hasselhoff.
Okay. Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing great. We're going through the Marsh Lock here in Henley. It's our first... actually, our second lock.
Okay, good. So explain what's going on, David.
We are... we're about to hit the wall. Go back, right back. Reverse, Joe. Reverse. We're reversing our longboat. Okay, now go forward. So and we just hit the wall.
You're on a boat in the Thames
okay,
right now.
Stop
it. Hear me crying.
I thought the rivers around Henley were quite quiet and reserved.
What happened? Are you kidding me?
What is happening there? Okay, we'll come back to you soon. Thank you, David. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Okay, it's 5:22 with Scott. Chris in Wokingham's been on saying, don't worry about it, the Hoff can just jump in and tow them to safety. What's happening is... Are you all right, Cheppers?
Yeah.
That was a strange call, wasn't it?
Very strange. It sounded like he was... sounded like he was with the cast of Scooby-Doo.
No, he was with his daughters, his teenage daughters. What they're trying to get through a lock on the Thames at the moment. They're on one of them narrow boats. He just thought he'd call into the show. But while he was on the phone, they were in the process of going through the lock, and they have crashed the boat, I've just found out. And one of David's daughters, Hayley, the 16-year-old, she was the potty mouth that you heard. Sorry about that. She's hurt her thumb when they crashed the boat. So I've just spoken
to... She hurt her thumb?
She's hurt her thumb, yeah. So I...
like broken a nail?
Yeah, but probably... So I've decided to leave them to it. However, there is more Hasselhoff coming up in... Oh, what's occurring at 5:30? Oh, God.
Live?
No.
Probably for the best.
I'm spending a lot of time with him at the moment, and it's fun, but it's stressing me out. That was quite stressful, that phone call. Anyway, everything's fine. They're just having a drama. But Moorhoff, at 5:30, he's had a strange day. He had a weird call from us earlier, and you can hear that. Oh no, what's occurring coming up?
Podcast.
Not that I spend all my time on Facebook when I'm meant to be doing the show, but I've just found out that I'm a member of the Chappers and Dave Appreciation Society. Why would
really?
I join that?
I don't know.
What do you get?
I'd get out of that quick.
What do you get for that?
Did you set that up, Mark?
No, because I'm not on Facebook.
It's all just people from work.
Right.
Well, it's nothing to do with us.
Can we talk about these weird appreciation groups you get on Facebook?
It doesn't get much weirder than that, does it?
Well, there are weirder ones, because we've had a look.
Really?
Right, there's an appreciation thread for Percy Pigs.
Right. Right. That's fair enough.
There's one called the Get Off My Stage Jeremy Kyle Appreciation Group.
Yeah.
And there's one for Comic Son, the font.
A font?
What?
You know Comic, what's it called?
Comic Sans?
Comic Sans.
The one that looks a bit like cartoon writing.
That?
Yeah.
On your computer,
right.
The font.
Yeah,
there's an appreciation
the
group
really?
For that. I'm just wondering, like, do you have to Do they offer you to join and then you say yes or no?
Well, they must. I think people just send them round and you can say yes or no. I must have accidentally clicked yes rather than ignore on that one.
All right, so I don't get it. I don't see the point. So let's say I do join the Chappers and Dave Appreciation Group, okay?
Mm.
So I've joined it, click, then what happens? What happens next?
I haven't had anything. I haven't had a badge.
Do I get a badge? Do I get like
you just get ridicule, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, but what's the point of them?
I don't know.
Because once you've joined, what happens next?
I would understand hate groups more. I presume I hate Chappers and Dave has more than Chappers and Dave appreciate.
There's some brilliant Scott Mills hate ones as well. Oh, they're so good to look at sometimes.
Get the anger out.
I really enjoy looking at them. Is that wrong?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, are we ready for today's Guess Along quiz? 81199 when you play along. Let me know how the score is.
Oh, what's occurring?
Ready, Becky?
Yes.
Ready, Chappers?
Yeah.
Let's do today's Oh!
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, have you got any phobias?
Phobias?
Yeah.
Yeah, dogs, horses.
Is it not all animals?
Yeah, most animals, yeah. Delis.
What animals do you like?
What animals do I like?
Birds?
No, not massively, no. I'm not too bad with cats.
Okay.
They're all right, but most others I hate.
And as we've discussed before, you do have an irrational fear of delicatessens.
Yes.
Because it's the choice, isn't it?
Well, I feel like you're being judged on any sandwich filling that you choose, both by the queue and the people behind.
It's a lot of pressure.
Counter, an awful lot of pressure.
I'm reckoning that Becky will have quite a few phobias.
Nope.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't actually.
Come
just
on.
The one. And that's being sick. Blech. Oh. But as someone pointed out in the office to me the other day, that's so not a phobia, no one likes it. But it is.
Well, no one likes being sick, but, like, if you are sick yourself, what happens? Do you get really scared of yourself?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, for ages. And if someone says they feel sick, I run a mile.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like when Mr. Methane came in.
Yes.
Weren't happy about that, were you?
No.
Okay, here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
Do you think they got phobias on Stupid Street?
Oh, my God, yeah.
We asked them, what phobias do you have? When we went onto Stupid Street earlier, my question to you is, what was the most common answer?
I'm going to say intelligence.
I was watching a programme last night, and it was about how to survive a plane crash, and they said the most common phobia...
When was that on?
It was on BBC Four last night.
Right.
I fell asleep halfway through, so that's probably a bit of a mistake.
I always skip past BBC Four.
It's really good.
Yeah, you should.
Really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gutted I missed that. What was it called?
How to Survive a Plane Crash.
Okay, I need to watch that.
They tend to have quite simple titles on BBC Four.
Yeah.
Okay. I would love to see that. I'm a little bit obsessed with Air Crash Investigation. Mm. That sounds right up my street.
They said the number one phobia was public speaking and the second one was fear of flying, so I'm going to go with fear of flying.
Chappers.
Because I don't think anyone on Stupid Street does public speaking.
No, that's true, actually. Yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm going to go with the fear of being intelligent.
That's your proper answer, is it?
Something like that, yeah. Or education, or reading books, or something.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So what phobias do they have on Stupid Street?
Do you have any phobias?
Yeah, I'm afraid of mongooses.
Mongooses?
Yeah. Once I was attacked at London Zoo by a mongoose. My mum took me on a trip, and then it was the most traumatic day of my life.
How old were you at the time?
17.
Do you have any phobias?
Flying, spiders, hedgehogs.
I'm slightly scared of clowns. They're terrifying.
Do you know what? I really hate animals, and I hate them touching me. You know, like dogs, and you get hair and stuff on you, and they lick your face, and then you smell like the dog. I don't like smelling like them either.
Do you have any phobias?
Eyes, probably touching my eye. That's probably about it.
Touching your eye?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Eyeball. My eyeball. I can't stand touching my eyeball.
Why would you need to touch your eyeball? Do you wear contacts?
No.
Why would you do that?
Do you have any phobias?
Yes. I've got lots of films.
You've got lots of films? What do you mean?
I've got films of my baby, cartoons and everything.
Phobias? Do you have any phobias?
Oh, no, I don't. Sorry, no.
Hey?
What did she think she said?
I don't know.
That conversation could have gone on for hours, I would imagine, between the two of them.
The most popular answer was...
Mongooses.
Was none of yours, so no points.
Mine was in there.
It was.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. It wasn't the most popular, though, was it? It was animals, that was the most popular, so no points.
Is that okay, one that doesn't speak? Are you sure?
No points. You're the quiz master.
Yeah, but he's the adjudicator, the independent adjudicator.
You don't get this on Vernon Kay's quiz shows, do you?
No.
Yeah, he has someone in the corner going, that's all right, Vernon, yep.
I've never seen that on Beat the Star.
You don't see them, they're out of the shop. You know tennis?
Yes.
The ladies in tennis, they're fairly noisy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Especially that Maria Sharapova and that Nova girl.
What?
What's her name? Kutuzova?
Kutsky.
It's not Kutsky. He doesn't play tennis.
Maria Sharapova and... Who is it? You don't even know.
I have no idea.
Kutuzova. Yeah, her. My question to you is... How many grunts did both of them make on the BBC coverage yesterday? Chappers.
I'm going to go 82.
Becky?
83.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Sharapova and Kutskalova from yesterday on the BBC. I don't know with you about this is about you as well, but you know when I'm listening to the ladies grunting, do you ever get? I don't know. I just feel wrong.
Oh no!
I feel like squeezing you.
Anybody else?
He says he feels like squeezing you. I feel queasy.
Now, I was going to put this to the Wimbledon music, but I couldn't work out which one it was. Is this it?
No.
This is not Wimbledon.
No.
What's this?
This is skiing. This is Ski Sunday.
Oh, a waste of time that was. Okay. Is this,
it works, though.
Is this Wimbledon?
Yes, that works.
Anyway, there were loads of grunts.
You had a quiet day.
Huh?
You had a quiet day.
Yeah. Sorry.
How long did that take you?
A while, and I was just annoyed that...
Did you put it to the Formula One music?
No.
The darts?
No.
Match of the day?
Just those two.
Is this all to come over the next Wimbledon fortnight?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Can I just ask as well, some people have been asking on the text, when is the annual men's semis joke?
Oh, that will be... it'll be a week on Friday.
Week on Friday, that's brilliant.
The annual Wimbledon joke.
The answer to the question was load, so Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
I'm not going to sit there and count all the grunts. I've got grunts to put over the music to Wimbledon and Ski Sunday, yeah?
Yeah.
I love the way in asking about that joke, you actually just gave away the joke. It's all in the delivery, Scott.
I did what?
You just gave away the punchline when you
for
asked
the annual
about the joke.
Wimbledon men's semi-final joke.
Oh, yeah.
But don't worry about it.
They won it twice a year now. That's good.
Everyone knows what that is. Right, last one. You know David Hasselhoff?
Yeah.
Yes.
How much do you think he enjoys his own company?
Quite a lot, I would say. Mm.
Now, I've got loads of clips of the Hoff when he came in ages ago, right? So I thought we'd call him today and play clips of himself down the phone, OK? So he answers the phone. He's talking to himself. How long on the phone can the Hoff chat to himself for? Becky?
10 seconds.
11 seconds.
Oh, Chappers.
Well, you went one more than me on the last one.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me playing clips to the Hoff down the phone, but how long can he talk to himself for?
Good actual morning.
Hello?
Bonjour.
Who is this?
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff, yes.
Ça va?
Ça va.
Oui.
Oui. Who is this?
David Hasselhoff.
I used to be.
That's right.
What?
What are you doing tonight? I mean, we could go out.
What am I doing tonight? I'm going to the Thames, and then I'm going to a barbecue, and I'm going to kind of party in Henley.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We could make sweet music together.
No, no, no.
Yes.
No, no, no.
Yes.
Hello?
Guess what I did last night?
What did you do last night?
I went to bingo.
You went to bingo?
Yes.
Did you win?
Nope.
I'm sorry.
You what a...
Is this Scott?
Nope. You ninny. I'm David Hasselhoff.
Mm. He was quite happy to talk to himself
was,
for quite a
yeah.
while. 1 minute, 5 seconds, so Chappers gets the
Hey.
Point. So it's a draw today on Oh, What's Occurring. Let me know how you did on 81199. Thank you very much.
Oh!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that? Who?
Georgia.
Hi, Georgia. What's going on?
I'm on the bus and there's some boy asleep and I don't know whether to wake him up. Just go to like Mrs. Stop.
So you're on the bus, there's a boy asleep?
Yeah.
And you think he's going to miss a stop?
Yeah, I think so.
And you're like, do I wake him up or not?
Yeah.
How do you know what his stop is?
I don't.
Right, so you could just be waking him up for no particular reason?
Yeah.
How far away you were from the stop, do you know?
From my stop, about 10 minutes.
Okay, and he's properly asleep, yeah?
Oh, yeah, really asleep.
Have you seen him before?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
See, this happened to me earlier. I fell asleep on the train going from Henley to Reading earlier.
Yeah.
And my stop was Asia Way, and someone just woke me up because... Well, maybe I had my feet on the seat.
Oh, did you get told off?
I did get told off, yeah. Oh. I was like, sorry. Yeah, definitely wake him up. Where is he in relation to you now?
He's like 3 seats down and across one.
Right, go up to him now and just wake him up and say, sorry, but I just wanted to wake you up because I thought, oh, rubbish.
I think she chickened out.
I think she did that deliberately.
No, she was telling me before that her battery was about to run out.
Oh, yeah, she had that planned.
I'll try and call you back in a minute, Georgia. Wake him up anyway if you're listening. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Stuart. Stuart from Andover. How can I help you?
I just thought I'd tell you I'm in the Cheese on Toast Appreciation Society.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so we all like cheese on toast. That's a given, yeah?
Yeah, it's ace.
But?
Why is it what? Do you discuss recipes?
Well, No,
like it's every other appreciation thing on Facebook, you join it and then nothing happens. Why did you do this?
Because I like cheese on toast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, yeah.
And you want everybody to know that you like cheese on toast.
Absolutely. And everyone should join. It's a good thing.
Is there loads of pictures on there of just other people's cheese on toasts?
Not yet. It's not really taken off yet. But I think
How many other members does the group have?
Three.
Three and you, or three including you?
No, three including me. Let's not go mad.
Right.
Did you set it up?
No, my brother did.
Oh,
right.
Good.
So there are three people in the group, two of which are related.
Yeah, my daughter, because I actually did it for her.
You might get more now, I think. Also, I quite like
so.
It. When you leave these groups, it tells everyone that you've left them as well. So it's like, Becky is leaving the Chappers and Dave Appreciation Group, and you think, well, what's wrong with that?
Would you be very disappointed if your daughter left the Cheese on Toast Appreciation Group?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd be very sad because we all like cheese on toast.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I get the message.
Right. Okay, right, you're saying this on the radio. Okay, love you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Got a beautiful evening for driving if you're going down to Glastonbury. Amazing. I hope it stays like that all weekend for you. It's 6:23. What?
I'm not sure if I trust your weather updates after earlier.
I predict that the weather is good on the M5 now.
I find that motorway quite boring, to be honest.
It is not the most... Well, motorways generally...
It's the same the whole way.
Yeah, it does.
No, on other motorways, I think there's stuff to see at the side, but on that one, it's just... It's really boring.
What's the one with the Angel of the North on it?
Well, that,
M1?
Well, it's the A1, isn't it? By A1. The time you get up there, yeah.
See, that's something to look at, isn't it? Not much on the M5. Are we really talking about what there is to see on motorways?
Yeah, don't do that. I've already had enough of motorways with Dave this week without you.
Tell me why.
What's Dave saying about motor? Is he in the motorway appreciation?
Comedy Dave loves a motorway.
He came up with a game over the weekend of entitled Motorway or Motor Nay, where you had to guess whether he would say M and then give you a number, and you had to guess whether it was a motorway or not.
That sounds almost as good as three and in.
It was truly dreadful.
What, so it's like M...
No, I don't want to go over M25. It again. Let's play it now. It's haunted me over it.
M25, motorway. M47.
Motornay.
M2.
Motornay. Jarvis has got his head in
it. M2 is a motorway, it so is.
Is it?
What
yes.
What do you do? What, don't, because if he hears this or knows that
he's
you two are playing
it's gone
it, he's going to encourage him to continue playing it.
And now some news on Scott Mills the Musical. It's still happening. On the 11th, 12th and 13th of August at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, we're taking over the Pleasance One Theatre for 3 nights, and it's a musical about...
You.
Me. This is... well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. The one that doesn't speak has literally been spending all day and night tearing his hair out, screwing up pieces of paper and writing new scripts. But he assures me that he's nearly there with it. And at the end of this week, something very exciting we can tell you about the musical and how maybe you can be involved. I think we're going to do that on Thursday. Be excited.
Chappers?
Thursday, we'll tell you how maybe you can be in Scott Mills the Musical.
I was letting it sink in for everybody. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Ah, rubbish. Remember we spoke to Georgia earlier? She's on the bus and she's wondering whether to wake this boy up who was on there. She thought he might miss his stop. Then her battery died. She's just been back on. Obviously, she's charging her phone now. She says, I didn't wake him up after all and now I feel really bad. What if he's still on there? Well, yeah. Thanks for the update, Georgia.
So she's got home now, has she?
Yeah, she's home now.
Right.
And he's probably still asleep and missed his stop, and now he's going to have like a 2-hour journey on top of that.
Well, no.
Georgia!
Not unless he stays asleep until the bus reaches its destination and then turns back around and goes...
You can get those badges, can't you, which people wear that say, wake me up at so-and-so.
No, can you?
Yeah.
What, like on planes? Wake me up for food?
Do they have them on planes?
Yes!
I want to wear a badge all the time that says, wake me up for food. That'd be my ideal gift.
Right, next time I go on a plane.
Yes.
When's your birthday?
12th of August.
Right. I'm going on a plane before then, I think. Would you like me to bring you a wake me up for food badge?
Because then I could just permanently pretend to be asleep and then I'll always get food.
On most airlines, it's like a smiley face and it says wake me up for food.
I've never seen them on a plane in my life.
They don't have them on trains. Please wake me up at Paddington.
Yeah, they have them on the underground.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
So you don't end up in the middle of nowhere.
I've never seen that on the underground.
I've never seen that either.
No.
You have to... like print it off from another place. They don't not just oh,
right.
to like
hand them out.
A selection. Oh yeah, you can have St John's Wood. You can have Waterloo wherever you want.
Oh, I wish I had one of those when I used to do the early morning show here. I went all the way around on that circle line once for ages and ages and ages. I was really tired. It's 6:40. In other news, earlier we had the Hoff on, and he was on a boat, a narrow boat, in the Thames, and the call. Started off fine, but then went rapidly downhill.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing great. We're going through the Marsh Lock here in Henley. It's our first, actually our second lock.
Okay, good. So explain what's going on, David.
We are, we're about to hit the wall. Go back, right back. Reverse, Joe. Reverse.
And then they did hit the wall.
Yeah.
And the latest is that Paul Haley Hoff has really hurt her finger. I think she's broken her finger.
Who's Paul Haley Hoff?
Poor Haley Hoff. Poor, as in, oh, bless her, Haley Hoff. That's
Haley
his daughter.
Hoff's his daughter. There's no one Paul Hoff.
Paul Haley Hoff.
Haley Hoff.
What sort of silly name is Paul?
His daughter's called Haley Hoff Hasselhoff.
Haley Hoff. So I hope she's all right. I hope Haley Hoff's fine.
She's actually broken.
She's broken a finger. An ambulance was called and
she's
everything.
She's called Haley Hoff.
Yeah.
No, she's called Haley Hasselhoff, but there's too long, so we just called her Haley Hoff.
Right, so she's broken her thumb.
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.